Okay, today's daf is Bava Basra daf Chav Gimel. Chav Gimel, and just a scheduling note, the daf in this week will be up basically for those listening. Hopefully not, it'll be a quarter to seven in the morning, a little earlier, but it'll be up about the same time, assuming, more or less. But it'll be a little shorter in that we have to, as they are usually during Aseres Yemei Tshuva and the pre Rosh Hashanah Slichas, in that we have to make sure that we are adding to our tefillos, as well as to our Torah. Okay, so let's start with the Mishnah on Chav Beis Amid Beis. Chav Beis Amid Beis, this special version of a night daf pre the day, pre Slichas. Says the Mishnah, Marchigen es asula mena shovach arba amos kedei shelo tikbots hanemia. So as this Mishnah continues, I got your shtender there. Oh, thank you. So we distance the, right, this as the spirit continues with what I'm not allowed to do even in my rishos because it's causing nezek to my neighbor. So if I'm putting up a ladder in my yard and my neighbor has a chicken coop, has a shovach, that I'm not allowed to put my ladder even in my own rishos next to his chicken coop because it could be that when I put my ladder there, there's going to be a cat or a weasel or some type of animal that'll jump onto the ladder, jump into his chicken coop and eat his chickens. So I have to worry about that, even though I'm just putting up my ladder in my own rishos. So I have to at least distance it four amos from his shovach. The esakosel min hamaschela, and also if I'm putting up a wall in my yard, but it's next to my friend's house, I have to give my friend distance of dalat amos kadeshli heizokei pesasulam. Right, he has a gutter where the rain goes into. So sometimes he has to check. He has to clean the gutters couple times a year. He has to go up, get the leaves out, get the tennis balls out that the kids threw up there. Right, so you have to leave room for him to put his ladder there, to lean it. So there too, even though I'm putting up a wall in my own rishus, I have to leave space so he could lean his ladder. Tosus points out that we must be talking about a case where I gave him rishus to put his ladder down. Right, I have to leave my wall into my rishus for amos so that he can put his ladder down. So it must be, says Tosus Kidei, Kishemachar v'nasan lo zkifas asulam v'chatzeru airi. Must be a case where he gave him rishus to do that in his yard. V'kamashman debal yarba amos. And the need is for amos. Good. So now the Mishnah of Gemara says, Lema mastisan delok Rabbi Yossi. Let's suggest that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi who says later in the Perek that Alha. Well, I won't say the Alanizak Laharkagat Asmo, because the question is exactly what he holds. But Rabbi Yossi does say that I'm allowed the Gemara quotes the line, Dear Rabbi Yossi, Ha Amar Zechover Petal Shalov, Zenotia Petal Shalov. Person digs a pit, or a person has a tree within their own Rishuyos, they don't have to worry about their friends. You see, Rabbi Yossi is not worried about Harchakas Nizakin by a potential Mazik in their own Rishuyos. Right, so does that mean ala nizak l'harkagas atzmo, or is it a different type of ala mazik that we discussed earlier a couple of vlad ago? But either way, Rabbi Yossi says, you don't have to worry about your neighbor. So here too, is Rabbi Yossi against our Mishnah? Rashi notes, the second line of Rashi in the Gemara, there are many Mishnahs in this parak that are not like Rabbi Yossi. But we were asking, is this one also, do we have to say this is against Rabbi Yossi? Rashi says, v'tuva mili ikim masnisan. Many things in the Mishnah that don't go like Rabbi Yossi. But we want to suggest, basically, because knowing the maskana, that Rabbi Yossi might not argue here. And here's the crucial line of Rabbi Yossi in the Perek, Afilu Tamer Rabbi Yossi, no, Rabbi Yossi would agree in our case. Rabbi Yossi would agree that you're not allowed to do this in your own Rishus. Meaning what? In the case of the ladder. You can't put your ladder next to the Shovach. Why? Ha Amar Rav Ashi, Ki Avinam B'Rav Kahana, when I was in Rav Kahana's yeshiva, Havi Amar, Modi Rabbi Yossi, B'Gire Didei. Rabbi Yossi would agree by his arrows. If somebody is shooting arrows from my yard into your yard, then obviously Rabbi Yossi is going to agree that you're not allowed to do that. So anything that has the halachic status of my arrows, that's the code word in Shas, Giri Didei, so that I am not allowed to do. Hachanami, so here too, how's it your arrows if you're putting up a ladder? Zimnin, debahadi, debmanachle, as you're putting the ladder, leading it up against the wall, yasva, bechur, bekapsa. There's a little weasel. Happened to be just on Friday afternoon when I was driving and doing some errands. My mom and I was driving, and you know those little short guys, the long ones.
Mongoose.
What are they?
Mongoose.
I saw one of them, and I had just done the Gemara for the first time. I'm like, hey, that's what's it called? An Amiya. Right? So that's the, I think you have them everywhere. Right? You get the possums, whatever it is. But maybe there'll be one sitting in the hole, and it'll jump onto your ladder right when you put your ladder, then it'll jump in. So basically, it'll be your mice, so we'll help it damage into your neighbor's properties. That's why Giri Didei is a problem. The Ritva points out, what are the chances? What are the chances that right when you put your ladder there, it's going to happen? So says the Ritva, look, if you knew it was there, then it would be like mom is shooting an arrow. You're right. Because it's a good probability that it won't happen, then it's just a possibility, and it's grumma, as we're going to say in a minute. Pirish, v'ilu havihachi tadir havigire mamish. He'd be shooting his bow. So it's not mamish gire, umiyu have a grumma de gire. But it's grumma gire, ulahachi misalkin lila altar. That's enough to remove him and prevent him from doing it.
What is the grumma? Because it's a low chance?
Low chance, that's what he says.
Is,
well, we're gonna talk about it right now. We're gonna talk about it.
But it sounds like once you put the ladder there, even though you weren't supposed to, and a weasel didn't do it at that time, you don't have to take it down.
Right. Once you
it's not arrows.
Right. It's a good question. According to that, once you put the ladder there, it sounds like according to this, you would not have to take it down. But there's grumma, so it would be grumma. Okay. That is the Ritva. Before we get into the major issue that Tosfos brings up, wanted to mention a tshuva that Maish Raymond mentioned to me this afternoon, because I saw others' quotes, but he was the first one to mention it, and that is Ramosha in Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Bey, Simen Yud Ches. Bidvar Ishun Sigaretin Bebeis HaMedrash Ubeis HaKnesses Shemafriya La'achirim. This is the passive smoke of Moshe's tshuva. Right, Ramosha, this one is not written. One of the tshuvas is written to my father, where my father begged Ramosha to Aser years and years ago when only Ikhwan al-Islam lung cancer was connected to smoking. At that time, so Rav Moshe at that time was not ready to aser. He asked how many people smoke and how many people percentage-wise get sick, so he wasn't ready to aser. He asked to pass the smoking. He said, not a good idea, but he couldn't aser it. Nowadays, nobody knows what Rav Moshe would say. There are other poskim that have come out with aser, but nobody knows what Rav Moshe would say. But now that we know that Rahman al-Islam, so many diseases.
So here
we're going to get to. Let's read this one. So this was written in 1981. It was written to the Shaila was that he named Bidvar Ishun Sigaretin Beis Medrash Shalom Dimu Mispalam Kol Chavri Akolel Sheyesh Avreichim Sheinam Yicholom Lizbol Haashan. Some can't take it. They can't stand it. Vegam Mashma Shekasha Legufam Shecholim Ize. They get sick from the passive smoke. Shai Kasvu Benusach Habakasha. Because the Shaila that you wrote to me was Sheikalahem Tsar Gadol Vekeiv Rosh Umazuk Lahabriya Shalahem. V'ulai makatzer gamas achayim. 1981. Maybe it's even shortening their life. Ulavar ksivasam yadua. Without your letter, it's known that it's mazik. Shudavar mazik laharbe inshi. Umemelo yesh lacha sheika gam sheyuchlo lachalos gami yashen shachir maashnim. Obviously, if people smoke, it was known that it does some damage to the smoker. So even the passive smoking. So nishalti yicholam lamona mila ashen. Could the people who don't smoke and are bothered by it, could they tell the guys in the base managers stop it? That was the Shaila of Asher Moshe. Tzadar Moshe. V'hine pashut ubarur. Sha'afilu im leka chshash sakana. V'chshash choli. Din afilu l'mishkav. Even if there's no chshash of getting sick. Ela shekashalem lizbo. Din mitztarin mizeh. Even if they just don't like it. Aser sham la'ashem. Why? Ki af ragire didei. Shu grom amamish. Ka'al lahay mitzulam. Pachos bidal amas bishovach. Nechshab gire didei. Even in the case just to put your ladder next to the Shovach, so surely here. And then he quotes the Gemara that we're going to see in a minute, so I don't want to do that yet. V'im kein kol shekein be'ishin sigaretin, she'elu she'in yochon lispo hu tsar mamish, and especially these people that are in pain, be'etzem lo inyin k'peidav istinus ba'alma, they're not just istinus, this is assumed normal uncomfortableness, v'gam lo rak tsar ba'alma, elagam mazik mamish lem ki'adua, and therefore you can tell them to stop. And then he says, "V'hinei od garua." This is even worse. Why? She'osin ma'isa mazik biyadayim. Your mom is doing it. You're not just like putting a ladder there and maybe someone's going to jump on. You're doing everything here. Shari osin b'fihem ashan hamazik. You're blowing out, right? The smoke. L'ha'ein ma'ash nanim samsham. V'yafshon ha'echan ma'ash in lo'hay mazik klum. There are 95 other guys in the base managers doing this. What am I? No. Everyone adds, says Ramosha. If there was a bezdin today, they would be govim mamon to make shumas atzar, and if you get sick, you would have to pay ripui. Says Rav Moshe, he says it's known, and therefore it is for sure aser. And he says, I'm not even going to get into the bittul Torah that's caused from smoking. That's at the end. So the Chafetz Chaim years ago, 75, 80 years ago, said Asur smoking was a bittul Torah because they had to go. When they got the cigarettes, they had to buy them. They had to roll them up. They have to do the whole thing. You don't just buy them. Now it's bittul kesef also, right? How much taxes upon taxes upon taxes? But that's where Moshe first thing he quotes Giri Didei. Right, that is Beis Yudches and Choshen Mishpat. Or Moshe's Tshuva.
Has anyone answered them today?
There are some poskim that answer. Rav Avadia has come out very strongly. Rav Unterman, has a tshuva against it. Look in all the medical ethics svarim, but there are a number of poskim that have answered. Interesting, the Novi Minsker, I know in his yeshiva, he just made a rule that if you smoke, right, he wanted to figure out a way. He didn't want to say it's usher to smoke. You know, a lot of people smoke, but he says if you are a smoker, you're not allowed to get any hanah from my yeshiva. That's how he ushered hanah on his yeshiva. So that's what. So therefore you can't use the bathrooms and you can't use the tissues and you can't use the. So that's how he got it to. So my mother-in-law is very strong in terms of trying to get the rabbanim to answer it also. So that was the way that he went about doing it. Okay, Viter. We're in the middle of a Gemara. So the Gemara said, Rabbi Yossi would agree in our Mishnah because this is a case of Giri Didei. Says the Gemara, V'hagramahu, but isn't it Grama? This was the Ritva's Lashon Grama the Giri, isn't it? Just Grama? Amr of Tuvi Bar Masno, Zosameres, Grama Bini Zakan Asr. Still Asr. You might not have to pay for it, but Grama Bini Zakan is still Asr.
Many of the cases we've seen in this parak so far have been basically Grama.
Many of the cases are Grama. The question is, are they Grama Giri? Are they just Stam Grama? This is Grama Giri because at the time it could be the guy, the animal could jump on. But you're right, you have to look at every case and see. So Grama Bini Zakan is Asr. So the big Shiloh that Tosfos here discusses, and the other Rishonim as well, and that is, what is the line between Grama and Garmi? We know that there's a regular act, Maisi Yashir. I smash something, my animal smashes something, I damage you. That's damage, and I have to pay. And then there's Grama, which is causative, indirect, and I'm putter. And then you have Garmi, somewhere in the middle. Where Rav Meir, Machlokas Tanoim, whether you're hold of Garmi or not, it's something more. Like the examples given in the Gemara, I rip up a shtar that says you're owed $100. So I didn't burn your money, but I destroyed your shtar. Right, that's one case. Or, I do something else with, the Gemara talks about, I let my kerem go on to your tfuah. That might be a case of Garmi. Many other cases of Garmi. So what exactly is the line between Grama and Garmi? So that is that's the Shiloh that is dealt with by all the Rishonim, many of them here. This is one of the major sugyos. So Tosfos himself has a couple of Lashonos. Look at the first wide line of Tosfos on the bottom. The Chilek Rabbeinu Yitzchak, Lashon Acher, the Dina de Garmi Chayiv, Hainu Sheosa Hu Atzmo Hezek L'Mamon Chaveiro. Again, if we were having an Ian Shia, we would sit in the nuances between each of these Lashonos. He himself did the Hezek to his Mamon of his friend. Right, unlike Grama, which he himself didn't do it. Maybe there's a different koach. Va'od, second wide line, dechilek, dedina degarmi chayev, hainu, mishas, maisa, baha hezek. No time lag. It happens right away. V'yala kol kasha tiras atamei, v'bala bayis asmo irvan and perosav. Again, it talks about if a dayan rules incorrectly. And based on his ruling, he wanted to show that he was right, so he puts tamei fruit onto things that he said were tamei, something like that. So that's also a case of Grama. So he says, "Vamai, those are why aren't you chayiv in that case?" Let's just get to the next definition. Venira l'ritzba. The ritzba says third to last line. This is the shita of Bali Tosfos in a number of places. The dina de garmi havi mitam knas. Bali Tosfos say this at the beginning of Meruba as well. It's durabanan. Midal raisa. There's no such thing as garmi. The whole gemara, all the gemara is talking about garmi. It's a knas, and therefore, whenever it's a knas, you could apply it wherever you want. That could answer all the theorists. Oh, this is garmi. This is not. You just go by common occurrences. Lakach kol hezek hamatsui v'ragil, anything that is common u lavo lakan v'ragil lavo lakan lavo katzo chachamim v'tam teknaso shelo yehi kol echad holich u'mazak l'chaveiro ba'en. So according to that is a shita of Bali Tosfos that Garmi is d'rabbanan. That is in the minority. Most Rishonim hold that Garmi is d'oraisa. You just got to figure out what the difference is between Grama and Garmi. The Ramban has a whole kuntris, a separate kuntris called kuntris dina de Garmi, where he talks about all these cases and says chidushim in the cases if a shechta an animal for somebody and you mess up, is that Garmi? All the cases. And there he has also different definitions of what is Grama and what is Garmi. The Rush here says, is it Bari Hezeka or Lav Bari Hezeka? Again, this is a big discussion. There are some Rishonim, I don't say it explicitly, but seem to hold that there is no chelik. In Okinami, there's no chilek between Grama and Garmi. The Rambam never mentions a chiluk, and even Rashi in a few places, one here. Look at the bottom Rashi. Second the bottom Rashi. Gromav b'nizak nadasar. Rashi says, V'yafilu l'man da'amar d'lo don dina da'garmi, even if you don't know the garmi, u'patim l'shalim, asar ligrom. He's putting it all together. Putting it all together, Rashi. Because you have to put this with other Rashis. But this other Rashi. But again, Rashi and the Rambam also does not mention a chiluk between grom and garmi, so maybe they hold. There is no difference in cases. The other issue also that interesting comes up here says, this is asar. Gromav b'nizak is asar. This is the first sogi, if we ever have that Ian Shear. Hopefully at one point we could try to work it out. The first sugya that meant whatever Perek 1 does in Maseches Bava Kama, the first six prakim, the first sugya that's probably discussed is what is the Isser of Hezek? Right, it says in the Torah, don't kill, don't steal, lo tirtzach, lo tigno, lo tigzol. Nowhere in the Torah does it say lo tazik. It doesn't say it. So why doesn't it say it? The Gemara assumes it. Grom Yizachon is Aser. The Rambam says Aser. But the question is, what is the Isser? Where is the source in the Torah? So some say it's included in Geneva. Some say it's included in right here. Rabbi Chanan quotes the Yad Ramah. The Rabbi Chanan quotes it. Says maybe it's included in V'yachla Recha Kamocha. Maybe it's Lifnei Iver. The first stipler in Baba Kama says maybe it is a Kal V'chomer from Hashavas Aveda. Hashavas Aveda. If you have to return items that you didn't even put into the situation, you surely can't damage items and cause bigger problems. So there are many different shitas, which hopefully at one point we'll get to discuss. But not so many. Many of the sources don't go to the next step, and that is, at the end of the day, why didn't the Torah say it? Why did the Torah say lotazik? So there's got to be something there. We came up with something. All these four or five different shatim. But lomaisa, and that's something that you got to keep researching. There's got to be an answer there. There could be, not for now. But why is it that the Torah, at the end of the day, did not say lotazik? Okay. Vaita. Let's continue. Says the Gemara last line. Rav Yosef havile hani tale. Rav Yosef had a couple of trees, palm trees, to have a asi umne viyasvi tusayu. What happened? His palm trees were very tall. They gave shade. So there were a couple of bloodletters who lived next door to him, or at least did their work next door to him. They sat under the shade of his tree. They sat, Tosfos says, on top. They sat in their own backyard. But the shade of Rav Yosef's tree was over them. But what happened? Because they bloodlet, va'asu orvi achlidama. Ravens came, they were attracted by the blood, and they started eating the blood. And what happened? V'salki abeitali umifsi tamari. And then they flew up, and they bloodied the dates that were on the tree, and they ruined them. So I'm Rav Yosef, afikuli kurker me'acha, get your kurker out of here. What's kurker? Look at Rashi, onomatopoeia, top Rashi. Orvim shedomim b'tza'akasan, kakorin kurker. That's right, kor. That's onomatopoeia in Rashi, right? Or in the Gemara, right? So get them out of here. I'm really Abaya. Vogramu, what do you mean? What are they doing? They're just minding their own business. They're bloodletting in their own yard. They're using your shade. Amalei, hachi emer of tovi, bar maser, zoz ameres, grama b'ni zaken is aser. No, grama b'ni zaken is aser, and therefore they have to leave. Good. What exactly did they do actively? So Rabbeinu Yonah just adds that they must have shooed the birds away and caused them to go up. So they didn't. They had an active part. They didn't just sit there and do their own thing. They also did a little active part. He says, where are we? Because mafriach them. And therefore, they had an active part. Asked the Gemara, v'ha'achzik lehu. But what do you mean? He, Rav Yosef, didn't protest right away. They were doing this for a while before he started to protest. So didn't they have a chazaka? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Ravua, ain chazaka l'nizakin. No such thing. There's no chazaka when you're damaging. So every line here, every phrase here, is much discussed by the Rishonim. So one by one. Further, he said, what do you mean there's a chazaka here? What kind of chazaka are we talking about? So there's two machlokos brought up in the Rishonim. Tosfos brings up both. Tosfos, second Tosfos. Ha'achzik luhu. Pirish rivam. Tekivan shelo ba lahachzik b'karka shel chaveiro v'lomer shelohu elo l'tashvish ba'alma shenehenem yimena. Tosfos says, what type of chazaka we're talking about? We're talking about what's called, in Rishonim, chezkas tashmishim. Chazaka usually means you're kona karka through chazaka. You dig a hole, or you dig a fence. That's not what we're talking about here. Here we're talking about a chazaka of usage. Chezkas tashmishim. So Tosfos here has his chiddush. Cheskas tashmishim does not require an explanation. How and when and why. It doesn't require it. That's called the Chazaka Sheishima Taina. We're going to get to in the third parak when you squat for 3 years, and then that's a Chazkas Gimel Shanim, and he didn't complain for 3 years, you can say, okay, it's mine. No, we say you have to have a Taina. It's mine because you sold it to me, I bought it, you gave it. But says Tosis, Chazkas Hashmishim does not need a Taina. What happened here? They're just sitting here. Mo'elas Chazaka Shalabataina. Rav Yosef, this was Rishus. We spoke to him about it. He gave us Rishus. Lachar, that didn't happen here. But it's just that they've been sitting here. He hasn't said a word. That's Tosfos's Shita. That Cheskas Tashmishim does not need a Taina. And then Tosfos says, gets into the second issue here. Is there a time limit that this had to have taken place? So Tosfos says, yes. Skip two lines. Demidalo Micha Gimel Shanim Machalo. Tosfos holds, it's got to be 3 years, just like Cheskas. So Tosfos compares Cheskas Tashmishim to Cheskas Karka in one way and makes it different in the other way. It's like it in that it needs 3 years, but it's not like it in that it does not need a Taina.
Well, then why did the Gemara assume there was a Chazaka year? They were there for 3 years?
That's what Tosfos Shita, based on other sources, because of that, it says it must be that's the case here. You're right, the Pashas does not sound like it. Doesn't sound like it. But that's Shitas Tosfos. Both of these points are argued upon. Right? Both of these points. Number one, if you look in the Rambam seems to say that, very important Rambam, in Hilchos Shechinim Yud Aleph Daled, Rambam seems to say it's automatic. Doesn't mention 3 years. If you see me doing it, you don't protest. Even once. Says the Rambam, Kol harchakos ha'amuros beprakim shel malo. All the harchakos that we're talking about. Im lo hirchik v'ra'a chaveiro v'shasak hareze machal. That's it. If you see it, you don't say anything, you're mochel. Nothing else. As long as he knows about it. You have to know that he knows about it, that he didn't say anything, that he was mochel. That he maybe he helped you set this up, or he told you to do it, or you saw that he wasn't machpid. And then he gets to the exceptions, which we'll get to in the Gemara in a minute. But that is the Rambam. But the Magen Mishnah there also quotes, what? Was Rav Yosef blind, but it was his dates. It doesn't matter, it's his dates. Oh, so maybe he wouldn't have known if Yosef was blind, right? So maybe he couldn't have known. So it had to be a case.
Maybe he didn't protest right away.
He didn't protest right away. Found out. His family members.
Sense of smell on the
blood. Right, sense of smell, right, on his dates. Okay. So the Gemara says, I chazaka. So the Gemara answers, ain chazaka. There's no chazaka for nizak. So again, Rabbi Notam here says, next tosis, ain chazaka for nizak. And again, this is a major. This amud, these few lines on top. Rabbi Natan says, "Da'afilu hikna yachol lachzer bo." Even if a kinyan was done, right, to allow me to do this, you could be chozer bo. Why? To kinyan betosu, it was a mistake. The savar ha'yisha yachol lekabel, v'achshav ein yachol lekabel. I can't take it. I thought I could bear it, but I can't bear it. So Rabbi Natan says, even if a kinyan was done, he could go back on it. And that's ve'einira says Tosfos. I'm not so sure about that. Not so sure if even a kinyan was done. Okay, but that is in Chazak l'Nizak, and how strong is that? Says the Gemara, back to the Gemara for a minute. The Lav Itmar Allah, but didn't we learn about explaining that principle of in Chazak l'Nizak, that there's a limitation? Rav Mariamar Bakutra, that only doesn't apply to all Nezek, but only to heavy smoke, Kutra. Tosva says it's Dafka furnace smoke, not like a regular oven smoke, but a furnace smoke where it's so much. Rav Zvid Amar Kibbebesakise, right, if there's an open bathroom right next to your property. And again, Tosva says, talking about those, their bathrooms, not our bathrooms. Their bathrooms is which were open and above ground, right? Which was masriach. But our bathrooms, you know, we have Tosfos already says is not that way. I mean, the Gemara in Brachas already talks about certain types of pipes. At the end of the Gemara, or is it the end of the third parak, where it talks about saying Brachas, the whole all the Gemara about Soa and Meraglayim there, where it talks about how the Persian bathrooms. You know, are different. Some type of pipe system. Right? So the question is, the post can talk about whether our bathrooms, you're allowed to do certain things in our bathrooms because it's much cleaner than any outhouse in the olden days, right? With all the, even cleaner than regular houses, right? We go inside the bathroom where after it's soaped and cleaned, it's very clean. So says the Gemara, so don't we limit it to Kutra and Besakise? Amar lei, hani lididi, da'anina datoi, aministinis. I can't take it. Having blood on my dates, it's like the bathroom and the smoke for everybody else. Another smoke for everybody else. Therefore, you can't. It's got to be stopped. Says the Rashba. Says the Rashba, what do you see from here? Mehasha minan, to call me shenoda umuchzak, she'eno yachol lisbol nezak echad yadu minan ezakim. If it's known that somebody cannot bear a certain type of damage, sha'nefesh katzabahem, and he gets disgusted by it, ein l'chazaka. There's no chazaka. Ki hadur of Yosef. Even though other people might be able to bear it, kivan shehu muchzak v'noda shein daito sovalto, since he's muchzak and it's known he can't take it, ein machzikin alabakach. There's no chazaka. V'lo amru kutro besakise elavnei shein nizakin yeduin etzal hakol. Those two are given because those apply to everybody. But really, anything that would bother anybody and is known that it bothers them, so then that would be you able to protest. So now listen to the end of that Rambam. In Shechinim Yud Alav Dalet, after he quotes the idea of whenever Mechila, whenever he's Mochel, Bamed Var Mamurim, Bishar Nezikin, Kechutz Me Arbaas Mine Nezikin, Elu Hamuris Beperek Zeh, Shehein, Ashan, Smoke, Reach, Smell, Beis Akisei, Va'avak. Right? V'chayotzi Bo V'nidnu Hakarka. Right? I'm not sure which is a... Ha'ashan v'areach v'beis akise, maybe that's one. V'avak v'nidnu nakarka shekol elu me'elu, shekol echem me'elu ein lo chazaka. However you do the numberings. These types are no chazaka. V'yafilu shasak aniza kamashanim hariza chozer v'kofeo laharchik. You could turn around and say, get it away. Why? V'lam ashanu nizakan elu mishar nizakin, v'fi she'ein daito shal adam sovelas nezak me'elu, v'chezkaso she'eino mochel, she'ezekon hezek kavua. You gotta let him, even if it's years later. And then in the next halacha, he quotes our Gemara. Mishahzik Lachsos Malachas Dam, O Nevelis, Vachayotzim Mimkomo, Vyavoha Arvim, Vachayotzi Bahin Bigalaha Dam, Vyochlu, Vaharihin Matsirin Lachavero, Bekolam, Vitzivtsufam. Forget the dates. They bother the neighbors because of the sound. O Bidam Shabiraglayam, Shane Yoshvin Al Hailanos, Malachlan Pirosayam. So if the Chavero is Kapdan, O Cholesh, Etzifazemaziko, O Shbeshishalon of Sadim, Chayav Lavat, also Malacha. You gotta stop it. Shenezek Zed Dome, Larech Pesakise. She'ein lo chazakas. The Rambam quotes our Gemara that you have certain nezikin that are above and beyond what is considered acceptable in one's property. Okay, so a lot more, obviously, in the chazaka issues, but hopefully we'll come back to it in the third paragraph. Okay, Mishnah. Marchikin is a shovach mina yir chamishim ama. I have to distance. If I'm putting up a chicken coop, I'm not allowed to do it within 50 amas of a city. Why? Because my chickens might go eat your tefuah. So that's why I have to do it 50 amos away. The Ramban knows this is even according to Rabbi Yossi, again, because it would be considered Girei if you put it up. Yeah?
The previous Mishnah
was next to somebody's house.
So
that's the issue.
You have to mark with Shovach.
Right, that's about the... No, somebody's Shovach is there, you're putting up your ladder. You're putting up your ladder, so you can't put up your ladder close by to somebody's Shovach. Now you're putting up a Shovach. You have to do it 50 amas from outside the city. Good. V'lo yase adam Shovach v'to shelo, ela imkin yishlo chamishim amal kal ruach. Let's say you're just putting a shovach up within your property, then you got to have a 50 amah radius around so it doesn't go out and eat somebody's stuff. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Beis Arba'as Kurin Mali Shagar Hayona. Four kur around, enough for one uninterrupted flight. Shagar Hayona, Rashi explains. Shagar Hayona, is the Rashi, Merutzas Prichasa Pamachas. One flight of the Yona, that's as far as you have to do it. The Imlacho, last line, but let's say you bought an already existing shovach that is within these boundaries, afilu b'yisrova harei b'cheskasa, doesn't matter. It's okay, you could keep it. It's already, obviously the chazak is already there. Says the Gemara, chamish ma'am b'vesulo, up to 50 amas, you don't have to go any further than that for a mini, but we learned in a b'risa, in person nishvin le'yonim, elam k'nei racham and a yishiv shloshim ris, much larger amounts, 30 ris. So Amar Abai, no, meshit shaiti tuva. The birds fly much farther. So you cannot put a net, and I'm translated before, post an issue, and you can't put a net within the issue of shloshim ris, because the birds are going to fly there, and you're going to catch people's birds by mistake. The kirsayu b'chamshin amsamalya. But the first 50 amas, that's when their stomachs are filled. So when you're building a shovach, so you only have to build the 50 amas from the city. But if you're spreading out a net, so you don't want to catch people's birds, even on the empty, after they fill themselves up, that's why it's even further. They only fly 30 ris. So much farther. So, Rav Yosef Amar Yishuv Kramim, Rav Amar Yishuv Shovachim. You know when it could fly farther? When it has places to take rests on. Meaning if there's vineyards and other Shovachim to take rests on, the whole way to get there, then you have to worry about even further. because it could go even farther if it could take a rest. Typically, mishum shovachin gufayu. What do you mean? If there are shovachin within that period, very close by, so why don't you have to distance because of those shovachs? Forget the taking a rest and going further damaging, but those shovachs themselves, you should have to distance for. So Gemara says three answers. Now, Yibai Yisema Didei, maybe all the shovachs are his, so you don't have to worry about the ones beyond. Yibai Yisema Tekanani, or maybe they belong to a non-Jew, belong to a non-Jew. And one can say this is either according to the opinion of Gezel Akum Mutter, who we don't paskin like, or says the Rashba, even if you say Gezel Akum is Usser, that's only regular Gezel Akum. Tafilu Madamar Gezel Goy Usser, Yoni Shovach Shaini. Tafilu Bi Yisrael Leka Gezel Gamur, Elo Mishum Darkei Shalom. This is just a very high standard for Jews to take these precautions. So you have to take very high standards for your brothers. Right, but other than that, it's just normal behavior. So it is normal behavior. I don't have to go above and beyond. So even according to the Man D'Amar, Gezel Akum's Usser might agree here. If you buy the same at the Hefker, or maybe they're Hefker, so therefore also you don't have to worry about it. Period. B'Yehuda Omer B'Yisabar Askurin V'chulu. So the Gemara is going on the V'chulu, which was the last line of the Mishnah. If you bought it, don't worry about it. If you bought it, then it's already within the borders, it's too close, don't worry about it. Amr Papa Vitamer of Zvid, Zosomeris, what does this teach me? Toanin Lulokeach Vitoanin Lyoresh. For a buyer or for a Yoresh, we Bezdin claim for them, even though they're not saying a word, but we claim, it must be that this was done in the Mutter way. It must be that everybody who but this is here because everybody gave in and said it's okay. Right? Because here, right, we don't know what's going on, and yet we say the Lokeach, no problem. Rashi says, right across from where we are, Rashi says, Afal pi shalotan, vehein lacho mimcha o me'avu secha, even though they never claimed, they said we bought it from you, or from your father, ta'an in lo bezdin, uposkon lo pet. Bezdin's open their mouths. That's the sugya of ta'aninon, which comes up in various places. But here, this Mishnah teaches me the fact that the lokeach doesn't have any problems, that we're towing for a buyer, for a yorish. Says Rabbeinu Yonah here, doesn't this prove something that we mentioned up top? Remember we have the machlokas and tosfos. Whether you have to have a taina or not for chazaka. So here, doesn't this prove that you have to have a taina? Because ta'anina, what do you mean ta'anina? They don't need a taina. It's not sure that you need a taina. So Rabbeinu Yonah tries to figure out if there's any way out of that raya. That's the Rabbeinu Yonah here. So the Gemara says, one second, yoresh ta'anina. What do you mean yoresh? We learned in the Mishnah later on. The Mishnah later on says, habamina yerusha in a sarach taina. We already know that if you get a yerusha, you don't have to explain yourself. We'll give it to you, period. Okay, you're right. The buyer line is the one that's the chiddush. We also learned that in the Mishnah. If somebody buys a yard, and there are sills and things sticking out of his house into the street, it's fine. You don't have to take him down. You bought the house. They obviously got there somehow. So it must be that the Bnei Rosh Hashanah were mochel to him. So you see the lokeach is also not a chiddush. So the Gemara answers Tzricha. No. We still need both cases. Over there, those which are into which is a rabbin, and our case, which is between private people. Sricha, diyesh mina hasam. If you only had it over there, gabi which is a rabbin, by which is a rabbin, there I would say it works. Amor, the Bach says, konis l'toch shalohave. You know, it must be that when he made this originally wasn't street. This was his yard. And then over time, the borders got messed up a little bit. But he must have done it within his own property. That's why it's up there. Or Yehu, Inam Yachuli Achu, Bnei Rosh Hashanah Gabe. Or maybe the Bnei Rosh Hashanah were mochel to him. They said, you know what? You could do it. We'll allow you to do it. It's not causing too many problems. How do you get all the Bnei Rosh Hashanah together? What, you poll 5 million people? What does it mean, Bnei Rosh Hashanah? Tosfos says on the bottom, quoting the Gemara in Megillah, the Zion Tuvei Ha'ir, the representatives of the city. The city council. City council, the voted in city council, they vote. So they were mochel, double hakala, but maybe here not. Because this guy's screaming, I was never mochel. Or the opposite. Yesh mina hakala, if it's that here that it's allowed, kiven de yachadu ema pisuye paisei. Maybe the father, you don't know about it, maybe the father was mefais, only one person. Maybe he appeased, maybe he convinced him, or he was mochel. Aval rabim ma pies, uman shavik, ema lo. But maybe when it comes to a rabim, you can't assume anything was done. Tzricha. That's what you need, both cases for Lokeach and Yorish. Good. Hariyo b'ches kaso, v'homer of Nachman Amar Ravu, ain't chazaka l'nezikin. What do you mean it's b'ches kaso if you buy it? There's no chazaka for nezek. I thought we just had that up above. So Rav Mari Amar b'kutra, v'zvid Amar b'esakisei. It's only in extreme nezek cases. But all the other types of potential nezek cases, we do not say, ain't chazaka l'nezikin. Good. Next Mishnah. Daf Gimel Amud Beis. What is this Mishnah doing here? It has nothing to do with us. This Mishnah should be in Eilu Metzias. So the Ritva says that it's talking about Shovachin, bird coop. So Shovach, Shovach, Zera Shava. So therefore we have this Mishnah here, even though it has nothing really to do with us in terms of Harchakas Nezek. But it brings up a Shas topic. Nifol HaNimsa B'toch HaMishim Amma. You have a little dove, a little gozel, that's found within 50 Amas of a Shovach. HaRiusha Bala Shovach. You assume it came out of the Bala Shovach, you got to return it to him. Chutz Mechamishim Amma. If you find it outside of 50 Amas, HaRiusha Motzo. You can keep it. You can keep it. You don't have to be machras. You don't have to make it any announcements. Tosa says on top, the Azlina Basaruba the Alma. You go by after the Rove of the Alma, which are not Eino Yehudim. Via filo mandamari hilkum mamonach harov, and even if you generally you don't follow the rove by mamon, says Tosfos, hayne b'makom shehu muchsak. You don't follow the rove by mamon if you're going to be motzi mamon. That you don't do. Aval hacha deleka chazaka de mamon aslinam basaruba. But here, where there's no cheskas mamon, you would follow the rove. Where there's nobody, you have this chicken, you have this chazaka here, right? You found this little dove in the middle of nowhere, more than 50 yamas away from home. So therefore, you could keep it. Fine. Nimsa bein shnei shovachos, if you find it in between, two, karov zelazeh shalo, karov zelazeh shalo, so whichever one is closer. Mechza, mechza, shnei mechloko. If it's half and half, you split it. Half and half, you split it. What does half and half mean? Exactly equal. Exactly equal. So we'll get to that, back to that in the Gemara. Amar, Rabbi Chanina has a statement. Rov, karov, holkanach, arov. And we had this back in Mesechus Beitza, right? Rov, karov. You have rov and karov. Let's see, you have a mach. You're not sure whether to follow the majority, it'll be one halacha. Follow the karov, it'll be another halacha. Remember the Mishnah in Beitza in the first parak spoke about if you have your mazmin, you designated certain chicken, your chickens to use for yantif. Before yantif and over, I'm going to use these tomorrow. And you go there tomorrow, and you don't find, you designated chickens in the coop. And instead, there are none in the coop, there are some in front of the coop. So do you assume these are the ones that you were mazmin? They're not muksa, because they came from in the coop, or do you assume they came from elsewhere? So the rov of the olam tells you go dar aser, but karov tells you is mutter. So rov a karov, holchanach a rov. You follow the rov. You go after the majority. V'yaf agav deruba daraisa v'kurva daraisa. Even though they're both concepts daraisa, afilu hachi ruba adif. Rov still wins. Where in the Torah does it talk about these? So important Rashi. Rashi quotes the sources for both. Rashi says, first of all, what's the makar for rov? First skinny line. Acharei rabim lahatos. Right? The rov by dayanim. Right, even though it's a unique type of rope, but still, that's the rope, that's the source quoted. And number two, what's the halacha for what's the makar for karov? Eglarufa. That you go, you take the anonymous corpse, the closest city, the Zakanim have to deal with it, and then the Zakanim of the Sanhedrin also join them. But that's the makar for karov and the makar for rove. Why does rove be karov? Why does rove be karov? So what Rabbi Chanan discusses here is what's rove and what's karov. As we know, there are many types of solutions to cases of suffix. Rove, according to many, is what we call a birur. It clarifies. It's not we're not just throwing up our hands and says, I don't know, but just do this. No, rove means we know. We know. Maybe not all roves, but in general, you could say by a rove is it's a birur, and that's why it's very, very strong. A karov might be, Rabbi Chanan is not sure, might be a hachra. It might be that karov, I'm not sure, but you know what? This is close. So we'll go by this, even though we really don't know. But it's not as strong as Rov. That's Rov Ahachra. That's what one of the Akronim, Rav Shmuel, one of the Akronim is quoted as saying, no, the only way you could compare the two is if it's better Birur or less Birur. You might say, no, they both have to be Birur, but Rov is a better Birur. Rov is a better Birur. Right? Even if you say Rov is a Birur, it's not going to beat Edom. Edom is the best Birur. Right? So it might be, so either way, that is the discussion. Rav Chanan, though, has an interesting, ironic Chakiri. He says, what if you have Trey Utrey? You have a stalemate. Two Edom against two Edom, and then you have Karov. Does Karov break the stalemate, break the tie? Because, says Rav Chanan, Rov does not break a tie. It stays a stalemate. But Chazaka does. Why? Because Chazaka is Hachra. If you have two against two, you're not getting a better Birur. So you're stuck. So you can't use another Birur. So you could use the weaker Hachra. Hachra, you don't know what to do, so do this. So ironically, because you could use the weaker one to break it, not the stronger one. Rove is not going to help you. So he says, if Karov is a Birur, then it's not going to help either. If it's a Hara, maybe it could work like Chazakor. That's Rabbi Chanan's discussion right here. Period. Masav Reb Zera, is it really true that Rove beats Karov? V'ayayir HaKrov El HaChalav, the city that's closest to the corpse, it's got to deal with it. V'yalvagav Digach Reisit HaNefishim Minah. right? Isn't the Torah talking even if there's a larger city that's a little further away, which would be Rov? So you see, Karov beats Rov. Bidaleka, no other city. No other city nearby. What is it nearby? The Lazel Basaruba da Alma. So when you go after the Rov of the Rov of the world. Rov of the world is not from this city. Right? So where's it be Yeshev's Bina Harib? No, we're talking about a city between two mountains, so it's not very not too many people go by there. So you can't use the Rov of the Olam. Because it's Yoshev S. Bain, Bain Haharim. Tosfos here has a kasha that he does not answer. Tosfos Bidaleka, the first one. Tema. He says, Mashma from here, like the Pashtus, that why do you go by the closest city? Because Lachor, that's where the killer came from. But he says, if you look in Sota, if the closest city doesn't have a Bezdin, you skip and you go to the next closest city that has a Bezdin. Sounds like from there that it's not Din in Karov, but Mukha came from there. So all the Achronim try to figure out how to answer this question. Is Karov really because, by Egla Ruf, because you really think it came from there, or just that's the Din? You're not sure. But they're the ones that have to do this ceremony. There's a lot of symbolism. Just like we said, this Canaan really did it? No, but they're the ones should be involved because, you know, to teach people not to let people go without Levaya and walk them out. Either way, that is a discussion in the Achronim, how to answer Tosfos' Kash. Regarding Egla Rufa in general, the Sefer Achinuch discusses what the Ta'am for Egla Rufa is. You have to get the whole Sanhedrin involved, to get the whole Zakenim involved. So he says, quotes this from the Rambam, he says, when you have everybody going out there, and interesting, he says, whenever there's an asifa outside town, everybody goes. I wonder what's going on. What's going on out there? You want to see what's happening. You don't want to be left out. You know, it's something like, you see, you're in a classroom, you see something going on in the hallway. You got to see what's going on outside. So before everybody's going to go there, everybody's going to hear about the murder, and ultimately, hopefully, people will say what they saw. And this will lead to hopefully capturing the murderer. Kol ha-yodea b'davar miyad yehem el-levavo v'tatir machshavaso lahagin mashu yodea l'fanez ha-kenim u'mitokach yivaru ha-ra'im v'harotzchem yikirbam. It's part of why you have this whole ceremony. Interesting, I mean, not for now, but the Gemara says elsewhere that you have to measure even if it's obvious which is the closest city. You have to do a maisa medida. What to measure for if it's obvious? Again, there's a lot of symbolism, not just getting to the facts about who was the... Where was the murderer from?
If they figure out the facts and they don't go through the process,
if they find the murderer, yeah, then you don't forget it. You don't do it. Got the murderer. Tanan says the Mishnah. 1 minute. Again, another kasha on right. Rav Chanina's din. Rav Chanina says Rov beats Karov. Tanan nipol hanimsa b'toch hamishim ama harusha balashovach. As our Mishnah said, if you find a little dove within 50 amas, it belongs to the owner. V'yava gav diigach min nafish minei. What do you mean? Maybe there's a bigger shovach nearby. So doesn't that show that Karov wins? Bidaleka, there's no other. Ihachi ema seifa, what about the seifa? Chutz mechamishim ama, hari hu shel motzo. If it's outside of 50 amos, then you could keep it. Vidaleka vadai miyahunafa. What do you mean? If there's no other shovach around, even if it's outside of 50 amos, obviously belongs to this one. Hacha mayaskinan bimedada. No, what we're talking about a case is a chick which can't fly. Right? He's just tootling around on his feet. And the halacha is, the mitzias is, period is 50. You find it out of 50, you know, it didn't come from this shovach. There's no others around, so it must have flown here from somewhere. Even though it's being medada now, Rashi has a lumdish lashon, the last three lines of that Rashi on the side. Nafik le mitoris medada, v'kom le bitoris mafriach. It's no longer medada, it's a mafriach. V'ikal amezel be basaru b'da alma. That's, Rashi says, that it has switched categories. Then we'll end with the last three lines. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, raglo achas betoch nun amav, raglo achas chus mishim amamahu. What if it's got 1 foot within 50 amas and 1 foot outside of 50 amas? V'aldo afkua l'Rabbi Yirmiyah b'beis medrasha. Because of that shiloh, they threw Rabbi Yirmiyah out of the beis medrash. Period. To ask why, Rashi says, shohei matriach alem. He was matriach them. Matriach them. 1 second. Didn't the Mishnah talk about a case? Mechsal, mechsa, yachloku. The Mishnah says half and half. So what was that case? Also in the middle. So the Yad Ramah says just the opposite. It was so pasha. The Mishnah raises yachloku. What are you bothering them for? It says the Farish. But Tosfos and the Ritva and others say no, a little different. Look at Tosfos in Va'alda. V'nirel Rabbeinu Tam, the Mishum Hachi Afkua. Why did they throw him out? Mishum de Medada, in a Medada Klal Yosem, Yechem Mishum Amma. We know the rule is 50 Amas. Afilu Raglo Achas, the Komitos Chachamim Kenyu. Chazal give measurements. Period. Kezias, Kebetza. But I'll give all these measurements. A lot of them are Alach Moshe Sinai. So they gave a measurement 50 amas. But he doesn't say 50 and a half. They make measurements, low cloth, period. That's the way it is. And therefore, they have rules. You can't undermine. It's a much more major attitude issue. These are the rules that Chazal make. And if they make the rules, you know, you can't try to figure out, you know, with whether you can get out of a rule because you only have one foot or another foot. Okay, either way, there's a lot more here on the throwing of Yirmiyahu out of the base manager on this one. Maybe we'll pick up with that from next time on Monday morning at 6:45. Again, we'll be a little shorter daffin this week, but we will do our best to fit everything in. Okay, we'll stop here, and everybody should have a Motzoi Menucha Kidam Nucha Tchila appropriately, and B'ez Hashem, we will continue.